The plan, General Drask, Fell said quietly, is that I am requesting you take command of the 501st for the duration of this battle. It was, he reflected, possibly the most surprised he'd ever seen Drask get.
You are asking command?
As you yourself pointed out, you're a ground officer, Fell reminded him evenly. I'm a flight officer. This is your area of expertise, not mine.
Yet they are your command, Drask said. Do you so easily surrender them to another?
Not easily at all, Fell admitted. But it would be the height of arrogance and pride to risk their lives, not to mention the lives of our companions, by insisting on amateur leadership when a professional is standing by. Don't you agree? For a moment, Drask just gazed at him, his glowing red eyes narrowed. Then, to Fell's surprise, the general actually smiled.
Well and artfully spoken, Commander Fell. I hereby accept command of this unit.
He lifted a finger.
But, whereas I know ground combat, you are far more versed in the design and layout of the particular battleground we find ourselves in. It will therefore be a joint command.
Very well, General, Fell said. I accept. They attacked Mara together, all three Wolfkills charging across the council meeting room like furry proton torpedoes. They leapt to the attack, their primary target clearly the hands holding the strange blue-bladed weapon. Dodging coolly to the side, she cut them down with three quick slashes. Across the room, Jinsler and the others in the makeshift refuge were already pushing aside the chairs that had made up the roof.
Hurry, please, Fisa pleaded. Aristokra Chafor Mintrano is badly hurt.
Just relax, Mara soothed her.
Luke, Mara.
Right here, Fell. You all right?
We had a brief tussle with some of the Vagari and their furry little pets. Anyway, we're clear and heading to D5 in one of the aft turbolifts. Any new instructions?
For the moment, just take out any Vagari you run into, Mara told him.
Copy, we're on our way.
We'll be pushing our way back toward you soon, Mara said. Luke?
Right here,
his voice came back.
I've put all the Wolfkills to sleep, and I'm on my way. What's your situation?
Under control, Mara told him. You might as well not even stop here. Keep going and see if you can drive the Vagari back toward the 501st. I'll finish here and catch up with you.
Right.
A moment, if I may, Jinsler asked, stepping up to Mara. I'd like to ask you a favor. Jinsler, we don't have time for this. It's a very small favor, he assured her. I want you to take Evelyn with you. You must be joking. Not at all, Jinsler insisted. She has rudimentary force abilities, and you've already seen how Director Ulyar and the other survivors feel about Jedi. I think she'll be safer with you than with them. Fine, Mara said with a sigh. But she stays way behind me where it'll be at least halfway safe. Thank you, Jinsler said, beckoning to the girl. Evelyn, come on.
Mara.
She turned to see Presser coming toward her. Yes? She asked, in a tone designed to warn him away from any further arguments. But to her mild surprise, he hadn't come to argue. Here. You might need these, he muttered, thrusting a pair of comlinks toward her. These will connect you directly to me and the other peacekeepers. Thanks, Mara said. Be careful. Presser glanced at his niece. And, he added, lowering his voice, may the Force be with you.